Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I'm just so excited to be with you today. And these verses are brought to you by Healing Every Day, which is my 90-day devotional through the scriptures, just to walk alongside you in your own healing journey. Just consider this as a companion to your healing journey. And if you need further healing, maybe you've gotten pretty far, but you have a little bit more to go as I do. I still am in that journey, to be honest. Pick up the book. It's sold wherever books are sold. We're in 2 Chronicles 26:4. And it's a pretty simple and short verse. It says this: "He did right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to do right in the sight of the Lord. And some of us have amazing parents who also walked with you. And we then our prayer would be, Lord, help us to walk as our parents walked, faithful to you with that ability to honor you from beginning to end. We want to finish well too. We don't want to lose heart and grow weary. We want to continue to do good things on this earth. And so help us to have that stamina to run the last 6 miles of the 26 of this marathon we call life. Lord, we can get weary along the journey. We can get thirsty on that marathon. I mean, for me personally, we can get shin splints and we can become lame, which is me. And it's hard to keep going forward when the journey looms long ahead of you. And so, Lord, I pray for holy perseverance for my friend, that you would empower them to take the next step, then the next step, then the next step, then the next step. And maybe sometimes we need to even crawl because we don't have very much strength left. But I pray for hands and feet and mind to be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would set out the path before us and that we would continue to walk it doggedly out of determination and also out of the strength that the Holy Spirit provides. We want to do right in the sight of you. We don't want to worry about what the sight of man is and to do things according to what other people think we should do. We don't want to do things to be popular. We don't want to do things to fit in and so that people will like us. We only want to concentrate on what you want us to do, to really forsake all other pathways except for yours. And Lord, I want to pause and pray as well for those who have parents that didn't walk in the way of the Lord. And that has been my journey. And it's been hard to pioneer a new road when you haven't had an example. And so, Lord, would you show those of us who didn't have that experience, maybe did not grow up in a Christian home or grew up in a Christian home that we didn't want to duplicate, that was difficult and confusing and full of addiction and yelling and all of those things. Lord, we know what not to do, but we don't know what to do. So would you show us what to do today? And would you show us the walk that we should walk? Would you bring other mentors into our lives, other parents who would parent us and show us and mentor us from their wisdom and what they've learned over the years? We need those kinds of mentors in our lives who have been godly and who have loved you well throughout their lives, who are finishing well and are a great example, this great cloud of witnesses, Lord. We need them so desperately. And for those who have parents who are far from God, we lift them up to you right now, Lord. We lift up our parents, we lift up our relatives, we lift up our friends who are far from you, who are not walking on the road toward you. And we pray that you would chase them. We pray that you would rescue them. We pray they would come to the end of themselves and bend the knee and bow before you and call you Lord, and confess you before others. We trust you to answer this prayer. We know you're good enough and strong enough and amazing enough to do that. I pray all of this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you. I'm humbled that you would listen. I know I say that every day, but it's really, really true. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. If you could share the Pray Every Day app with a friend, that would double our audience in one day. So you can, if you don't have it, you can download it on iTunes and Google Play. And you also get a free devotional every day, a written devotional. in addition to hearing this podcast and having a really easy way of listening to it. So go ahead and download that and share it with a friend, and we will double our audience in one day, which would be amazing. Have a great day.